MTR Mobile.
We're DJW Mobile.
Great minds think alike. We're both out here mobile now, Dave. In 0TR.
I suppose you finished at Aldi's?
Yes, and we went over and picked up some stuff at Walmart, and there's very few people in there this time of morning, so works out good for us old-timers.
Check up at the dentist. Now it's back home and back into isolation again. I think I got to stop by Ingles and pick up some stuff Amy wanted that I didn't get when I went yesterday. And then it's back to isolation.
That's the truth. Quarantine. I was quarantined once in boot camp, and we had rubella. You know what that is?
I remember hearing of it.
Yeah, we was all put in this one big cage-like thing at the hospital, and they, I don't remember if it was a hospital, it was right there in boot camp, and whenever they bring lunch there, all the guys would scream, rubella, eat! It was a three-day measles, and luckily I caught it on Friday, so I didn't get sent back to another class.
Did it itch?
Don't remember. Dave, the thing I remember most is they picked us up in an ambulance, and I felt sorry for this kid. He was young and heavy set, and they pushed him over the hill, I think, and I got in there, and I said, well, you had the measles, Ike? And he says, no. And I said, what's your problem? He says, my nerves.
Tell you, what was wrong with his nerves?
Oh, they could, back in those days, they could put you through the mill pretty good. Even in the Navy boot camp was tough, Dave. And, yeah, I think he just wanted out. He just couldn't hack it. And I remember when we went into the dispensary, there was just curtains between each bed there. And they were evaluating us. And I heard the doctor telling man up and get back to duty. And I think this kid was really messed up. They should have let him go.
Those difficult times, and he already had difficult condition he was in. Makes sense. Well, where are you now?
Oh, passing that used car lot, St. Mark Road, coming down to Wade Hampton. British needs some ground mustard, but they didn't have any at Aldi's, and they didn't have any at Walmart, so she said one of these days when we go back to Ingles, we'll get it there, but it's not worth stopping just for one item. It's sprinkling on us here for a little bit.
Turned off of Wade Hampton onto 290. Headed back toward Ingles. Got to stop there and get some cat litter and some washing supplies.
Yeah, I got online and put in for that coronavirus there yesterday. Of course, like everybody else, when I first tried, everything was crashing. Well, after I took Bernice down to get her carotid artery scanned with the ultrasound, the lady there at Prisma on Buncombe Road at Greer Memorial, and give her a sheet of paper and directions for a different website for Prisma Health, and it worked like a champ. You got to be exact. I was putting in the birth dates or the telephone numbers, and I put a 1 before the 864, and that fouled it up. But other than that, it worked smoothly, and they're supposed to get back in contact with us. I think the biggest problem they're having now is a shortage of the vaccine.
So you put in for receiving the vaccine, the shot?
What'd you say, Bernice? Yeah, they put your name on the list and call you sequentially. I have that information. If you need it, Dave, I could zip it over to you the next days, you'll be able to get yours, I think.
Well, I'm 64. I just missed it by a year. So we won't be in this pass. We'll probably be in the next pass, though. Well, anyway, I'm pulling in here to Ingalls. I got to run out and pick up what I didn't get yesterday and then go home and go to work. Anyway, take care. Be safe. Hey, Bernice. talk to you in a little bit if you're still out here when I get out. W4DJW.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, if you're on my charts on Prisma Health, and you probably are, you can go there and get that information.
But like my buddy said, maybe it's good that I'm 64. Well, I'll let everybody else get it. Try it out, make sure there's no dangerous side effects before I get it.
Well, my nephew was a CEO of a drug company, and he said, very definitely get it. He says, my family's going to get it. And if anybody was a skeptic, it would be Mike, because he's been a scientist, a medical scientist, for probably 30, 40 years now, Dave. So that's a good reference.
Good. Every little piece of information helps. Well, I'm running into Ingalls. I'll talk to you later if you're still out here when I get out. W4DJW.
You send 0 TR.